We are about to meet a very impressive 16-year-old. Sierra Isley's web series, based on the Percy Jackson young adult series, received over 200,000 views on YouTube, and she's made book trailers, music videos, and more. She's now the director of a new web series called No Comment, made by Atlanta teens for Atlanta teens. The series is produced through local nonprofit Reimagine ATL. Reimagine's founder, Susanna Specia, and Sierra joined producer Gabby Watts to talk about the project. Sierra started by talking about the misrepresentation of teens in media.
Well, it kind of goes two totally opposite ways. You watch shows about kids and teenagers on like channels like Disney, and they're happy, they're written in a certain way that doesn't really allow them to express what they're really feeling, or if they do express what they're really feeling, it's not really relatable because it's something that was written by adults. Like, they don't really know what teenagers these days are currently feeling. And then you can hop over to the other side, which is like MTV, where kids are super, all they do is party and drink and make bad choices and stuff, but it still isn't really focusing on the actual things that they're going through. You know, it's kind of like this idea of what a teenager should be, but it's not the reality of it. So when we actually have kids who are currently going through like issues that are affecting us, that's when we can truthfully tell what these problems are and how we can address them.
Yeah, because it's often seen that they're putting adult problems on teens.
Yeah, exactly.
And I always remarked with teen series how no one's ever doing homework. And I'm like, what are you?
I know.
And Reimagine does a really good job of connecting teens and kids across the city. So who is on the team for this web series?
We're really trying to make sure this group is diverse. That means obviously diversity in the sense of your skin color, or, you know, if you're an immigrant or a refugee, but also different socioeconomic backgrounds. So whether you grow up, you know, poor, middle class, rich, it doesn't matter. We want to make sure that is represented. And then also kids with different disabilities, and really just finding the passionate kids who want to get into production from these groups. So our kids are coming from the Clarkston Community Center, Vox Teen Communications. As far as schools go, we probably have like 15 different high schools represented.
Yeah, we've got a lot.
And I know one of the goals of Reimagine is to inspire empathy and teach kids empathy. So how is this project trying to do that?
Yeah, so Reimagine ATL is really about empowering the next generation of storytellers. And the way we do that is by promoting diversity and inclusion through media production. So, you know, we're making music videos. We're working on two documentaries this year and next year, podcasts, all kinds of stuff. But the show specifically, the web series, is probably the most core to our mission, which is bringing in the diverse groups of kids and really having this story exchange. And some of it's on camera and some of it's behind camera. I mean, it's, you know, having the writer's room where kids are sitting around talking together. And that exchange of story is really the core and the empathy piece of this. And so as an organization, we're also building out partnerships right now that can kind of help us in developing the empathy piece even more and making it a natural part of what we do. Not like, all right, now it's time to have empathy time, you know, but it's just like you get to know someone. And like, we're sitting down right now, we're getting to know each other. In that one conversation, I'm going to be probably less judgmental of you.
I think, like, as with any new situation that you enter in, it can be really scary at first. And when I first entered Reimagine, of course I was a little scared. Like, it was a new thing that I hadn't been a part of before, but I kind of started it out with a bang because I went on a cruise with a bunch of kids that I'd never met before from different parts of Atlanta who I would have never spoken with if not for Reimagine. And just living with these people for a week and really getting to know people, like just from what they order for breakfast to what we want to talk about at midnight when we're all super tired and we're just laying there thinking about like how, you know, we're interacting and meeting each other and stuff. I think that is when I start to develop a sense of empathy and when everyone else in the program kind of does too, because there's surface level conversations and then there's the real conversations. And Reimagine always has real conversations. And we always dive into these topics that are really sincerely affecting people, and that opens up your heart to have more empathy.
And I know another part of Reimagine ATL, it's also about self-starters and sort of teaching kids how to do things on their own. So what have been, you know, some of the challenges and the benefits of convincing kids to start things on their own?
I think a lot of it, and Sierra's helped me also just kind of get perspective on this, because kids are not always given an opportunity to voice how they're feeling or ask their opinion on stuff. When we come in and we say, all right, now you guys are going to get to work on this project, or you're going to produce this song or work with these people, sometimes the kids don't know how to handle it. It's like, wait, what? I'm going to do what? You're letting me go this far with it, and I have to be this proactive on my end. And so I'm starting to realize a lot of it is just, like, we don't talk to any of our students. I mean, I'm calling them kids because I call everyone a kid as long as you're, like, around my age or younger. But, I mean, ultimately, you know, being able to look at someone as an adult, you know, and Sierra's 16 years old, you know, and she has influence. And even if she was 13, like, she's had influence at that age. And so how can we empower our kids to have those conversations themselves and to be proactive? And honestly, I mean, some of them have gone on to start their own businesses. I know one of our kids, his goal is to just be a producer and kind of create, whether it's podcasting and films. I mean, he's got a whole slew of things that he wants to do in his life, and he's learning elements of that, but we always want them to take on the bigger picture, because Sierra, she's an exception. This is a kid who's going to be a filmmaker. I mean, she already is. But there's a lot of kids who are interested in it, and I don't care if they go on and become filmmakers. I want them to walk on in life and be confident and know how to talk to someone, whether they're famous or not famous, or they can walk into a room and they can hold their ground, because that's a life skill. And so I think that's really, if we're going to look at the real effects, I mean, ultimately that's what we want to see with our kids, is that they have the confidence to get through life.
So does No Comment have any plot lines yet?
We're just doing pre-production right now. Again, like, we quit filming and now we're just planning. So we're meeting with the teens. You know, we have writing sessions, planning sessions. But ultimately, each episode, it'll be a 12-minute episode, and it'll be under one theme. So the first theme is identity. And then that one episode will be composed of multiple, like, short segments around identity. So it could be, like, live music. It could be kids, like, sitting around a table talking about whatever. It could be a spoken word piece that someone does, you know, on the other side of town that we find really talented.
It's like something funny, like a spoof or a skit.
Yeah, we're going to make commercials. And then within that, the way we're kind of producing this thing, it's all volunteers from the film community. And the idea is they're going to come in and help mentor and guide, kind of just more of a backup. But for someone like Sierra, she's going to work with Matt Swinsky, who's with Motion Family. He's a director and editor, and he's going to help her oversee the whole show. So if you want to be a writer, then you work with professional writers, and you're learning kind of how to do, like, a writer's room and how do you execute that piece of the project.
I had a really interesting conversation with one of my friends who had a conversation with, I think it was a 12-year-old, and this kid said to her, if someone asks me one more time how school's going, I'm going to explode, because he was so frustrated about how people just don't seem to know how to talk with kids or talk with teenagers. Is that also one part of the series of just being like, this is how you talk to a teen, they're people too?
Yeah, definitely. And we were talking about this, I was talking about this with Susanna, that we want the show to be for teenagers, but we also want adults to be able to watch it, because there's a lot of adults out there who want to be closer with their kids, but they just don't really know how, and I don't blame them. Like, we're teenagers, we're angsty and complicated to understand, but I think that, you know, if they have the time to sit down and watch a show that's really been produced and written by teenagers, they can, like, get sort of an insight on what we're really thinking about and what's really going on in our lives. So I think that's a big part of it.
I think it's funny that all adults have been kids and teens, but it's very easy to forget what it's like.
Yep. I mean, I was a really angry kid and a really sarcastic one. And I was creative, but I didn't really know how to express that. And so, I mean, you're listening to Sierra. She's incredibly articulate. And she would probably classify herself as an angsty teen too.
Definitely.
But she can
course.
Communicate, you know? And I think that's a lot of it is, as teenagers, you're still trying to figure out, like, so much of who you are. I'm 30 years old. I still am so confused who I am. So if they can find themes and, you know, just give that platform, you know, and they're going to be, Sierra's also been really passionate with her team. All the kids have been working on this. Sid, one of our girls, Sydney's working on a website where people can write in, dear no comment, and say, I want to see this on the show. Can we talk about this issue? Or this was my experience. Yeah.
I mean, as much of a, like a diverse group that we try to build, of course, we're not always going to represent everyone. So having an open platform for anyone to submit their ideas to us is really important.
Well, Suzanne and Sierra, thank you so much for coming in and talking about No Comment.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Gabby.